Hello, and welcome to the Re-Up Podcast, your re-up on everything pop culture from the minds of 20-somethings. Last week, I was on vacation, so we didn't have an episode. This week, we're back, and we have a catch-up of everything we missed last week. Today, I'm with my regulars, Dasan.
Yo, what's good?
Dawson.
What's up?
And back on the podcast is Grant.
What's up?
Now, in previous episodes, we've talked about the FTC community and Smash Brothers. How originally, because it changed over to online, they were no longer in it because they have very shitty netcode. But as of recently, there was a huge scandal of alleged pedophilia and sexual assault within that Smash Bros. Community. Over 50 cases of alleged sex crimes were found in that community, and prominent names like Nero, Zero, and where was the other one? Jason Anti-Bates have been dropped from their respective esports teams following serious allegations of abuse, as well as the president of Evo, Mr. Wiz, was found on sexual abuse and pedophilia, and the result of that were multiple game companies removing themselves from Evo, and there's no Evo this year. And there's a much other stuff going that's happened last week, but we're going to start with that first. Dasan had some pretty good comments and good takes on this. Dasan?
Okay. So, with the Smash community and really the FGC in total, we are seeing the fat being trimmed, the degeneracy being removed from the community. Now, that's a positive, and I agree, and I want to listen to all victims and believe their stories. But one thing that I have to say about this whole debacle that's been going down is we do have to recognize that Twitter is not court. Mm. We don't want a kangaroo, a court of opinion, people. Now, I do believe most of the allegations that have been levied at these people. But at the same time, I have to take into fact innocent until proven guilty. And if none of these are going through the proper legal channels and they're just being canceled to be canceled on Twitter, and there's no like proper legal implementation, then what's going to happen? Wow, you've been canceled, but they'll find their niche again. They'll come back and they'll be back within the next 6 months.
Awesome.
Now, I understand the legal process is a long and arduous process, but it's something that we need to follow, because if we let Twitter decide everything about our society, then that's going to be a dark path to go down.
And for people, cancel culture isn't a new thing. If any of those gamers, you know, if you're playing a game and it's online and you're playing with other people and you have that toxic person in chat or voice chat that is just berating everyone else just to get everyone to egg them on. That's basically what cancel culture is. It's just toxic gaming attributes outside of the gaming world and into the social media. And it's everyone just canceling. Some points it's canceled. You'll be on Twitter one day and you'll see so-and-so is canceled or rip so-and-so just to get the name trending. And that can be detrimental to people.
Now, I'm not going to claim that what's going on in the Smash community is cancel culture.
Right.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I personally don't believe it. But I would not be surprised if some of it is.
Mm.
For example, I done some research into Zero's allegations, and I do believe that Zero messed up on his initial response, because his first response was, I believe it was to the extent of, all right, there's some things that we need to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's an awful way to start, because the first thing I'm thinking is, you about to reveal some guilty stuff, but he claims that he's innocent. And mm-hmm. so I went through the allegation of his alleged victim, and she wrote like a 53-page document that contains various receipts and documents.
Yeah.
Yes, a damn dissertation on, on Zero, and there's some holes in it. Now, it's only rational to expect some holes within a victim's story, because it's oftentimes oftentimes that happens. But there are some clear like holes where I'm just like, that just does not seem legit. Now, it's the hard line between pursuing justice
mm-hmm.
and actually going for, you know, and believing victims.
Right. And then that's something that also was very sad to see on Twitter, because when you have these high profile people being accused of heinous crimes, their first instinct is to believe the victims. But then you have some people on Twitter that hold these celebrities at such a high standard that no, it could never be them. You're an awful person for accusing them of such things, when those things can be true. And then you're shaming victims, and then you have the people that just outline blindly defend their idol because it's their idol. Now, when I first started playing Smash Brothers, I watched a lot of Zero, along with Mango and Leffen and Mewtwo King and all of them, and that got me into that scene. But if he's accused of something wrong and it's found that he's guilty, I'm not gonna back him tooth and nail. Yeah. I'm gonna believe the victim first.
We have to be rational about these kinds of things. So when the initial allegations came out, I stayed neutral because I was just like, okay, you're making the allegation now. Then when some of the receipts started coming out, I started to make my own opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure if any of these are like actually taking some legal charges, but because that's really what I think proves it for me. Is that if a victim's willing to take it to court, that's how you know.
Right.
Because court is a long, arduous process that really nobody wants to go through. Mm-hmm. But if they're willing to take it to court, that says something.
Right.
And now, because, like, Angry Joe got accused of sexual misconduct, and when he was just like, never did it, don't know what's going on, and he immediately said, to the extent of, I'm just going to get my lawyer involved.
Mm-hmm.
His victim just deleted everything off her Twitter, so that makes me question.
Right.
I mean, but you got to consider, like, there's a lot of factors that go into it. And a few things. One, didn't Zero admit that he did it? He admitted that he checked himself into, like, you know, that he was going to get help. He admitted that he was going to do better. He basically admitted to doing it after it came out. And that's what a lot of these... A lot of the alleged perpetrators of these, you know, sexual misconduct, you know, things, they've kind of come out and admitted it. But beyond that, I'm aware, like, Angry Joe, he got his lawyers up and he was like, and then the alleged victim kind of retracted everything. And then Mewtwo King, he had to release like a public statement pretty much outlining how it's pretty much, yeah, how he really, in any circumstances, he couldn't even do what the person was alleging him to have done. And right. So because of that, you know, and that was like a heartbreaking thing for somebody to do that, you know, over an allegation like that. And just the, you know, the amount of, and there was a lot of support, but, you know, an allegation can really ruin somebody's career on its own.
Yeah.
I don't think, though, that taking somebody to court is the metric that should be used to believe somebody, though, because there are people who are like just completely sue happy, like they sue left and right, like they make all these BS court cases, you know, and they go to court just to go. So I wouldn't say that going to court.
I agree with you. It's just more of the like.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, okay, so with like most of these people, I think I see what you're saying. Like, unless something actually happens moving forward, you know, you don't really want, you know, you don't want these people to continue to thrive, and you want there to be accountability, basically. And I agree with that. I want Evo. I don't think any of this stuff defines the community, the Smash community, or the FGC. But I think that there needs to be changes in terms of, like, actual changes. Like, Evo needs to have a complete restructuring of the rules. Like, you know, there's just not enough. There's just not enough protections in place in order to prevent people. Like, I know Leffen talked about it a lot, about, like, you know, how easy it is for young people to slip through the cracks, you know, at tournaments. It's crazy. 30,
yeah.
Going and then, you know, tournaments.
Party, and then they'll party after the tournament or party after this, and, you know, there'll be a whole bunch of people in a room. You know, there's obviously alcohol being passed around. You know, there's no metric. There's no way to guarantee that. alcoholism being put into a minor's hands, like this, that, and the other. And people in the culture up until now have just been like, oh, I mean, that just is what it is.
Right. They accepted it.
I think it's come to a point where people in the community have to acknowledge that, no, this is not, it's not just quote unquote is what it is. We have to do something about it. We have to actively take a role in protecting the people that go to these tournaments. Mm-hmm. I know Safe Jam also went on the record to like say like just the dangers of even coming out to begin with. Like somebody tried to blackmail him,
right?
And tried to stop him from getting like sponsored, you know, talking to his sponsors and everything like that, you know. And he was harassing and assaulting women at the tournament, but he was the one that tried, you know, protecting himself by trying to say that, you know, Sejan, who's a commentator, by the way, that he was like a mean person. He told all his sponsors, oh, he's a mean person, don't do business with him, blah, blah, blah. Later on, he was found out and he was, you know, banned from tournaments. But just think, if you're not like somebody who's not influential or big in the community, like Sejan, you're just like a regular, you know, a regular tournament goer, yeah, Joe Schmo, you notice his behavior, you want to say something about it, and then before you can say something about it, you know, that person has already, like, blackballed you or blackmailed you or whatever in the community. Like, there needs to be just an overhaul of the community. Honestly, for a lot of things, I think that a lot of stuff is long overdue. I wasn't aware that any of this was happening,
right?
But I think it's long overdue. You know, like you were saying, like, a lot of these people idolize them, like celebrities or, you know, people who are good at video games, but that's literally just it. Like, there's people who are good at video games. I'm not saying, you know, they're just by that nature not deep and interesting people, but you cannot give the, you know, put them on a pedestal like they're some godlike human being. They're just like us. They just happen to be good at this video game. They dedicated a lot of time and effort and energy, and they're very talented at this video game. That doesn't mean that they have, like, a moral, like a different moral standard that we do. Like, they're not like on a separate plane of humanity. You know, they have, you know, weird vices and they are imperfect just like all of us. And you have to be able to hold them. You have to be able to hold them accountable. So I think this is great. I think, you know, the drama of it, all that kind of stuff, I think it's necessary. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think a lot of it is good. It's going to help, you know, bring the community forward and just really get rid of some of these issues.
And it was really interesting to, when you look back at it, how this, like, almost, I want to say, is, you know, wrong term, but a perfect amalgamation of incidents culminated in this. Now, when I was watching all this unfold, I watched a stream of Mighty Keith, who's a prominent Smash player in that community and a YouTuber. And watching his stream, he's been in the community for a while. He kind of had this theory that I believe makes sense on what happened in Smash Brothers was so unique to the Smash Brothers in the community. Because when it all started with Melee being a prominent fighting game, this was back in the early 2000s, late 90s. So those people who first started playing Melee were maybe 18, 19, 20 back then. When you move up to 2000... Right. 2008, when Brawl came out, you had the new people coming into Brawl. You had the veterans who are now 25, 20, mid-20s then in Brawl. And then you had the new people in Brawl, which had to be maybe 15-year-olds, that generation. And they kind of mixed. And because everyone was still playing Smash Brothers. Then you had Smash 4 in the Wii U versus 3DS with new kids coming into Smash Brothers, and you had veterans coming in who moved over. So you have another new generation plus another new older generation from Brawl, and then another older generation with Melee. And then now come to a head with Ultimate, where all these generations of gamers are coming in, and there's no type of rulings, there's no like enforcement going on, just all of them were bunched together. So this kind of nucleus was bound to kind of happen, and I'm just glad that it erupted, otherwise it would have kept going.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that like it's interesting because Smash is a game designed rated E for everyone.
It's a party game, yeah.
Its mechanics are relatively simple. Now, not crapping on the pro Smash players, because they do some amazing things with the game.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't see that with Street Fighter. You don't see that with Tekken. You don't see that because the game, the mechanics are very layered. Smash's mechanics are pretty relatively simple to understand.
So everyone can play.
But yeah, breaking it to a, like, you know, to the professional level is like the hard part, but it's not impossible for someone of a younger age to get there. Like with the senpai thing and the 14-year-old that she messed with or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing is that...
See, a 14-year-old can come to your local YMCA and play Meta Knight and win some games. But if you pop a 14-year-old, 13-year-old on a King of Fighters, he's going to have a difficult time because those it's designed differently.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that, like... It's a shame, to be honest with you. Like, that... And also, like, with the Smash players... Like Grant was saying earlier, kind of glad that this happened because like he was saying is that there are these kids coming into parties, mixing in with people in places that they should not be.
Right.
This is an adult party. Why are you here? Maybe the Smash players as a community should be a little bit smarter when it comes to that. And most gaming and comic convention communities should also because I've heard stories about kids that are underage in areas where they just shouldn't be, 21 and up. And that's the thing is that, like, say we go to a Smash tournament together and we're invited over to someone's house party who lives in a local area, and, like, all the big names going to be there, Zero, so, like, all the big fighting game names are going to be there.
Right.
I would expect someone to be at the door checking IDs.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, fake IDs are always a thing, but still, like, let's be real. Like, it seems like there was no effort put in. It feels like there was no effort put in to stop them from being there. And so it was only a matter of time before something like this happened. And that's where I think, like, the Smash community should be shamed. It shouldn't be the shame that it happened. They should be shamed that they didn't put enough effort into stopping that from happening. Because the thing is that, okay, Mr. Wizard, that's like the main FGC.
Yeah, president of
you. But the rest of them are singularly to Smash. You see the connection I'm making here?
Yeah.
You didn't hear anything from Fighters. You didn't hear anything from Tekken. You didn't hear anything from Street Fighter. Why is this community the only one that has, like, just exploded with these cases? And that's the thing, is that they just didn't make enough of effort to distinguish between the older people and the younger people. And, you know, like, I feel like if you are skilled as a 14-year-old, you should be allowed to compete against them. Right. But when it comes to things like
outside of
hotel, staying in the area, going to parties, outside events, you need some parental guidance. And even if you're 18,
I still say
you shouldn't be at a party, because, I mean, 21 and up. Like,
hell, even at this point, they should just do it like the World Martial Arts Tournament. You have the kids division and you have the adult division. Not saying you're not
skilled. Well, no, that's unfair.
But it's regular. So, I mean, but it would be easier to maintain and keep those type of.
The problem is not that that this is happening at the tournament. It's happening after tournament hours.
And the tournament is kind of like a setting. It's like a setup. Like, that's how they... I mean, think about it. If you were a diddler, essentially, and you're at a Smash tournament, and, I mean, it's keeping it real. Like, right, that's hub of little kids that are eager, you know, and then, you know, a lot of these...
They want to meet their idol.
Right, their favorite player or whatever, you know, and there's a lot of pressure. There's a power dynamic. It's the prime spot for people like that to go to get what they need to get, and it's sad, and it's like that, but I think that's a reality that you have to acknowledge.
And I think that, like, a lot of, like, I think for, like, the big tournaments, it's gonna be probably a rule of force 21 and up. If you're not 21, then you're just not coming. Unless you got a sponsor who's willing to, like, or a chaperone.
Oh, yeah, a chaperone parent or some type of adult figure.
Yeah.
That's going to...
Well, maybe not.
Here's the permission slip.
I would say 18. I would say 18. And here's the thing. and beyond that, I don't even think it's just like I'm glad this issue is coming up, most definitely. And I'm segueing into the fact that this is giving room to other issues to come to light as well. So for like, yes, this is most of these allegations have been based upon, you know, sexual assault and misconduct against minors. Right, but there's also sexual assault
and misconduct against women. This is kind of something that's very similar. This is similar to something like what cosplayers have to deal with at like conventions. Right. Like female cosplayers have to deal with a lot of sexual harassment. Like I was watching this one thing where like this female cosplayer, I can't remember her name, but she was just walking down Comic-Con and like just some random guy ran behind her and smacked her on the ass. And I'm like, and me watching like from the outside, like just like listening to her story, I'm like, I guess like people just feel like they can do things because I don't understand why people feel like they can just do things because they're at a convention at a big event. But I feel like this kind of opens up what Grant was saying, like to a whole bunch of different misconducts that are happening in just different communities.
Well, yeah, because
this is going to like people might be more willing to share their stories or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
and you know, like what you said with women, and like it's been happening like in the Smash community, surprisingly, to young men.
Mm, yeah,
like not to you know downplay the plight of women in sexual harassment because I'm pretty sure it happens a lot and probably happens a little bit more to them, but.
Mm-hmm.
They're victims of all creeds and these types of things, and it's not like a straight thing. It's not like a gay thing. It's not like a gendered thing. It happens, and we just need to be willing to stand up for these people.
It's shitty people taking advantage of what they have, like the power that they have over other people. That's what I feel.
Yeah, and go ahead.
No, I'll continue.
Yeah, I agree with it 100%. And like I said, you know, we want to be rational with it, but at the same time, we can't ignore the plights of these victims.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then you would think that would be the biggest news to come out in the week that we've missed here on the podcast. But no, there's more. So. Also, in the span of this week, Twitch had some interesting things going on. One, there was a prominent streamer that unfortunately passed away and committed suicide, which is horrible. And that is a horrible thing to happen. But also, one of their top streamers on their platform, a guy by the name of Dr. Disrespect, ended his stream early, I believe on Friday, that Friday. And it turns out later, Twitch permabanned him. And there was no statement from Twitch to reason why. According to Dr. Disrespect in the tweet from him, that he did not know why he was banned. He wasn't informed by Twitch yet. And there's been no official statement. So it was kind of chalked up to a whole mystery of conspiracy theories over on Reddit and 4chan as to why. But none of those seem to hold any water. But one of their prominent streamers alleges being gone. Like that was just, and no one's. It was literally the stream. This how the stream went. He was pretty silent and not as his usual way on stream. It looks like he picked up a phone call and then abruptly ends the stream, and then it was gone. And then, according to this article, his subscribers, all the subscribers that bought that day, were refunded by Twitch.
Yeah,
which everyone's just, that's why everyone's assuming he was permabanned. But to go on to say why, we don't know. What do you guys think about all that?
I think it's obviously something serious that, like, I think that there's going to be, like, some legal matters that pop up soon. Because even the people at Twitch won't say, and I think it's, like, something, like, very serious legally, and whether it be, like, misconduct sexually or something like that, like, people have been speculating or... that he like broke like some terms of service because he was like thinking about making his own streaming service or something like that. There's a lot of theories floating around, but I think it's something serious enough to where Twitch won't say anything about it because they can legally be thrown down the shitter for it.
But also, could this affect our other streamers? Because so Dr. Suspect right on record to say that he does not know why he was banned and Twitch hasn't contacted them. He did get in contact with a streamer that I follow, Tim the Tatman, off screen, and Tim the Tatman said this, allegedly said the same thing, that Dr. Disrespect, he doesn't know why he was banned and he hasn't been contacted from Twitch. But one thing that was interesting, that when he was Tim was streaming and he was talking to his chat, a lot of people in his chat and another streamer's chat was like, hey, delete your vlogs, like delete all your saved videos because a purge is happening. Something along those lines. Now, those can just be shitters in chat being shitters, but does Dr. Disrespect being banned have effect on other prominent streamers? Like, it's a whole cleanse, like kind of like what Tumblr did with their Dante for work content.
Twitch is a mess, first of all. Mm. Well, let's be real. Twitch, their staff are a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, it's the most disgusting hypocritical staff because they ban people like it's nothing left and right, but yet their Twitch thoughts, as we'll call them, have every purpose to do whatever they want. Mm. It's disgusting, the flip-floppy nature of their decision-making. And, I mean, they have every right to do it because they're a private company, but it makes me not want to support them, and that's why I don't. That's why I don't have any Twitch subscriptions, and I'm not subscribed to anybody on Twitch. I just watch their content on YouTube because right. I would rather be supporting them through YouTube, where at least they get ad monetization, if they do.
If any, yeah.
If any.
Also, any
rival. Or I can support their Patreon.
Right. Or any rival streaming service has nothing against it, because Mixer, the only kind of quote-unquote rival to Twitch, I believe they filed for... They discontinued?
They're discontinued. Well, they're... discontinued, quote unquote, but they'll be changing to Facebook Live Gaming or something like that.
No one's gonna be on there.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No, Grant had to leave out.
I believe so. So
yeah, that's why he texted.
Yeah, to leave. That's we can still continue. The only thing else, let's see what else happened last week if I remember correctly. Oh goodness, Dustin, you want to take the Will Smith stuff? You want to?
Oh, the Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. If y'all have not known, Will Smith and his wife Jada Pinkett Smith have been getting into a little situation with the singer August Alsina. Forgive me if I mispronounced that.
Yeah, I had to look at it, see if I could read it myself too, because I couldn't remember how to pronounce it.
So as it goes, August Alsina and Jada Pinkett Smith were in a entanglement, in her words. And so it came to light when August Alsina was doing an interview, and he said that he was basically like he was in love and that they had something going on, and he was in love with Jada Pinkett Smith. But at the time, many of us thought Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith were still together, and their relationship was going pretty well. But that kind of throws a wrench in it. And so Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith had an interview about it, a red table, about it, talking about the situation. And so what Will basically explained, and both of them explained, that they were on the cusp of divorce at the time. And Jada, in her words, she just wanted to feel good again. Or happy.
Oh.
And Will said that he's going to get her back for all this stuff, for all that coming out. And it's a pretty funny situation.
It was jokingly. He said
it's a pretty funny situation because it's like Will Smith, he's basically like, he's our childhood hero. He's in so many of my favorite movies, like Men in Black. Bad Boy.
He's in my favorite childhood movie of all time, and it's probably his worst one, is Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West, I thought was decent, but
it was good. But like everyone hates it, but it was well.
Will Smith, he's Oscar from Shark Tales.
Yeah, he was the gross fish abomination.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to get this clear here right now. The internet will forever and always remain undefeated, because in quick succession, undefeated. The memes that came out of this last red table of Will Smith have had me rolling for the past couple of days. Like,
oh, wow.
There's no mercy in these memes.
Now, the question is, does she belong to the streets?
Okay.
Yes. All right. And no, so, yes and no. because it's kind of it's not super well known, but it is kind of well known that Jada and Will are in an open relationship.
Quote unquote, yes.
Quote unquote. Quote unquote. But it's like, but with that, with saying that, the difference between Jada and Will is Will doesn't have his side pieces talking about how they're in love with him off willy nilly. No pun intended, but intended at the same time. Off willy nilly and just doing whatever. Like, just he basically was like, I'm in love with her. And he was like, I think he wrote a song about her.
Something like that. And he also said, like, Will gave you permission and something like something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Also, like, didn't she meet him through her son?
Yes.
Oh.
Which is, that's.
So Jaden's sitting in the back watching the interview, knowing that one of his friends clapped his mom's cheeks. One of his friends that he introduced to her just was donkey fucking his mom. Like, yeah, wow.
That's like, I just imagine it now. Jaden's like, hey, mom, this is one of my boys. He's cool, dude. And then she's just biting her lips. And that's a sad situation.
I'm going to wreck him up.
There's a picture of just Will's face, and it just says pain. Because between Jada, because last year it was his son and Tyler Crater and all that mess.
Oh, yeah. Don't even start on the Willow stuff.
Acting
a fool.
And no, then the stuff with that, and then the Shane Dawson shit.
Yeah, I
oh jeez.
Will, this is what happens when you get too much money.
Will just can't catch a fucking break. Like,
he can't catch a break. It's a shame.
He started off as a normal black fellow, but when you get so much money, your family devolves. That's why you have to maintain some certain core values that you've been raised with. You can't hit the full on, I got money now, so just abandon all of the, you know, things that work in a traditional family and have fun. But that's my hot take on that.
You can't have the Fresh Prince in real life, is what you're saying?
No, I mean, the Fresh Prince is the perfect example of the traditional values in a family.
Listen. All I'm saying is, even with the traditional values, they still got a new on Viv. So. they still had a new on Viv, a one that was less spoken out.
Shaking my head.
First on Viv could dance, second on Viv could do nothing.
Second on Viv was there, honestly. Like,
second on Viv was just in the background. But first on Viv, she could dance. She was funny. She had a little bit of sass on her, with a good type of sass.
You know the reason why she left, right? She allegedly left because, you know, Will took a very active role in deciding what happened in the show. And she was like, I'm not about to kiss like some kid's ass.
Mm.
And so she left. That's allegedly the reason why.
Allegedly. But the thing is, when you're sitting down on television, you're flipping through, and you see Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I'm going to watch this. But the moment you see Oz, the different on Viv, you're turning. No one really goes through and
says, nobody wants to see you. She just stands there in the background behind Uncle Phil. It's like, I'm here.
Yeah.
But
no personality. I'm the mom. I'm not going to call her Aunt Viv anymore. I'm going to call her the mom.
The mom.
She's not Aunt Viv. Nope. She's the mom.
So all this. Oh, goodness. So back to your question. Does she belong to the streets? Now, we've said that many of times on this podcast before. And according to my mother, doesn't like that term. she doesn't like that mindset, that mentality of
it's gender neutral. All right, it's gender neutral.
Yeah, because you have some men that are
there's some
here,
dudes right, that belong to the streets.
Just the term for her term, exactly. Of entanglement. What is
entanglement? Is she entanglement? Entangled?
The future's in the back taking notes.
I saw that one. You're not toxic.
All I gotta say is, come on. What? Hey, first of all, Will, let's get on Will for a second, because like,
yeah, let's get on Will's.
Let's get on Will for a second. Dog, when your girl hits you with that, let's have an open relationship. That's a sign.
Oh,
that's a
sign.
Yeah,
that's a sign.
Why you can,
or vice versa, ladies out there, if your man hits you with the
open relationship,
let's have an open relationship. But that's a dip out sign, bro.
That is, I think.
Let's have a really open relationship because we're not going to be together. That's
Yeah, because that's the thing, is that, like, let's be real. There's going to be one person in the open relationship that gets a little bit more smashed than the other person, and that's going to make the other person feel bad.
I would feel so bad. Like, just imagine, like, you're the one, and your girlfriend is basically just getting clapped by everyone, and you're going to a bar, and you're like, I just want a singular girl, and no one is talking to you. You're not getting anything out of this open relationship, but she's getting everything.
But you're going to be the main one driving them around, buying shit. They need money.
Exactly. You are main simp.
You're main.
She comes home after one of her dates, and you're like, can we have sex tonight? And she rolls over. I'm tired. And turns off the light.
And you're sitting there with the lights off, your eyes open.
Eyes open.
Wide awake.
And now you're on the hub.
Exactly. Like, you're on the hub.
She's on the hub.
You know what gets serious when the girl hits you with that? Can we have an open relationship? And then you hear, boom, 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 boom. You know, that's what I say. Open relationships, just, you know, you call me a traditionalist all you want, but that don't work. It don't. Look,
so the only way an open relationship,
someone gonna get jealous.
The only way an open relationship is gonna work is if they're both like supermodel status and they can both pull, because then both
of them. That's what Will and Jada was.
I know. But it still has problems.
Unless it's like the actual by law multiple relations, like the polyamorous relationships, I believe.
Polyamorous.
Mormons.
But they're not open relationship. Like, the girls can't have
those. Don't work out, because we saw that one case that happened recently where, you know, that chick had like five dudes.
Oh yeah, I know exactly.
What and like one of them just like proceeded to like try to murder the baby.
Oh yeah,
I was like, this is what happens.
The one who was
someone gets salty.
Now, do you consider, like, if your girl had an OnlyFans, that's a type of open
relationship. That's an open relationship to me too. And
yeah, I don't know, that ain't fine.
Hold up. Because I don't know if I've said this on the record, but look. I said I will have, if I could have a girlfriend with OnlyFans. But look.
What?
You have to think of it like this. Okay. Listen. Mm-hmm. There's some OnlyFans where they don't show any naked, no nudes, and they do like cosplay and like bikini stuff. And if my girlfriend decides to do that, it's basically like her at the beach or at like a convention or something.
Okay.
But she's having Sims pay for that.
You know, you knew.
And if my girlfriend's fine with that, if I'll be fine if she's just doing bikini pics or selling her cosplay on the internet on OnlyFans.
Here's my argument, Here's my argument, Dawson. If that was the case, I would at least rather her do it on a Patreon or a Ko-Fi than an OnlyFans. Because the OnlyFans
just the association of OnlyFans.
Just the association of OnlyFans has me rubbed the wrong way to begin with.
I mean, it's true. Yeah, I can understand that. The association.
You know what's on OnlyFans? It's like when they search up your girl, right next to it is just going to be some actual porn.
Right.
But look,
like on
right next to it is going to be that, but it's not going to be mine. So. It's not my girl.
That's a no for me, dog. There's better ways to get a side hustle than being on OnlyFans. You ain't flat broke.
Look, I'm not saying that there is
okay.
So I'm not saying that OnlyFans.
My argument against OnlyFans is, I want a woman who respects herself. Now, I'm not saying that these women out here who model and do things like that don't respect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I want a woman who is saving herself for her man. So, you know, what I see should be different than what everybody else sees.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody should be getting the full purview of what I see. and vice versa. You know, I'm not gonna go, like, if I was like a Adonis of a man, I'm not gonna go around in the Speedo at the beach, like, you know, have some modesty. Like, I mean, like, now that's my inner traditionalist coming out. Nah. Old man Deshaun over here, 80-year-old.
Yeah, old conservative.
Man. The future's now, old man.
No, not
how many
not,
times do I have to teach you, old man?
I love young people.
I mean, like, I can see the cosplay thing. Like, cosplay, yeah, that's fine. That's fine for me. Like, but, like, it's just the idea. Because, like, right, okay, think about it like this. Would you really want your daughter doing that?
No.
Listen. I wouldn't want my daughter to do it.
Uh-huh.
So if your wife is doing it, that's setting the example for her.
I wouldn't want my daughter to do it. But I can't sit there and control her.
No, you can't control her. Like, if she does it, she does it. But, like, the thing is that, like...
Look, I'm not saying I want my girlfriend to have an OnlyFans. I'm not I want her to. I'm just saying I wouldn't be super mad about it. Like, with the parameters I explained. Like, it's not a deal breaker for
okay,
me.
Okay, so, like, if... So you just,
I'm not saying
you wouldn't
I want her to have
you, you wouldn't feel just a bit weird if you're at your job and your coworker goes, "Hey, man, I saw your girl on OnlyFans the other day. That cosplay was hot."
Damn, she was looking thick.
Right, like, what?
I know she's thick. And I'm like, all right,
that's why you're paying me for it.
Like, that's why you're paying me for it. I feel like I'm getting some bread too. Okay. And
you're pimping your girlfriend out.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Hot take.
Who's not pimping?
OnlyFans is modern day pimping.
It's not pimping. Just
think about it. All of those girls got boyfriends. You can't tell me Belle Delphine don't. She do. Who recorded her? That's her boyfriend. We all know it.
I'm gonna be the one getting pictures of my girlfriend.
And guess what? He getting the bank. His vacation's paid by you.
Exactly.
But I mean, like,
pimping, if it's her idea, she's
okay with it.
If it's her idea, it's not pimping.
So if a girl,
by that logic, anything's pimping. If by that logic, just taking pictures for Instagram is pimping. If you have a Patreon,
I believe, like, you can be a, okay. So think about it like this.
I'm a peach.
If I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna open the doors for my wife. Like, if you want to come in, $5, come on in, and you can do your thing. No one's having
isn't that prostitution? Look, no one's having sex with her. If that's my girlfriend, no one else is having sex with her. No one else is going to see her naked.
Fair.
No one's going to see her naked. So if she just in cosplay, it may be a little skimpy cosplay. Like,
okay, it's cosplay is fine.
But hold on, that's how it
still
starts.
Have more clothes.
But that's how it starts. Are you gonna regulate?
But then when you start getting, if you start getting the emojis, the
special offers,
then that's when I start talking to her. Be like, come on, you got to think about the future. Like,
but then are you gonna be gonna, like, look how much are you money coming in, Dawson?
Right,
yeah, that's money now. And then look, I'm gonna fight to her. That's money now. But when you get old and them titties start sagging,
well, that's when the train doesn't stop. Because, hey, first of all, let's think about it. Let's be real. Most of these women who are doing OnlyFans, like, the jobs that they have regularly are nothing to be, you know, like, proud about.
Right.
Exactly. It's really the people who, I hate to be mean, it's the people who are kind of a waste in society.
Aww.
They just look pretty enough that they can get along, because let's be real, if you ugly, you ain't getting nowhere on OnlyFans.
It's that Rick and Morty episode where you just filter out the the people that aren't gonna be a benefit to society. You filter them out to the Jerrys.
The Jerrys.
Yeah. Like, literally, like, OnlyFans, like, and like cam people are literally just the people where, well, I wasn't good enough to go anywhere else, but I do look pretty. It's that girl in high school who thought she was the shit.
Mm-hmm.
who was bad. Everybody liked her, but did nothing with her life.
My dance team.
Like, damn, she bad.
And oh, name dropping people, huh, Greg?
I didn't name drop anybody.
Just say that again. Say it again.
I don't know what you said.
Who you were exposing?
I said no. There's most people in our high school, our dance team. But exactly like that.
Oof.
Exactly what you just described.
I'm not going to say that. I think some of them were just smart.
Some of them, yeah, of course. It's not, again, not all of them, but...
But we know a few, yeah. We know a few. I'm not going to lie. We know a few where, I mean, you might not even be a thot. You just might be just kind of dumb, and you have nothing else to do except look pretty.
Oof.
Which is kind of sad, but, like, utilitarian Deshaun says... I mean, we could actually just do without those people, but that's a hot take. But the reason why I would say I prefer actual cam girls over OnlyFans is because, like, at least they produce a product that is viable, okay? Let's be real.
No.
I'm getting something out of like, an actual cam girl that's doing, like, full nudes. What am I getting out of an OnlyFans outside of, like, the ones that actually do full nudes? And also, why pay for it? It's free. It's all over the internet.
Right. It's going to be free. Someone's going to leak it. Someone's going to leak it.
I've seen all of Belle Delphine's private Snapchats. I've seen them all.
I've seen them all as well.
Exactly. It's not hard. Like, do some minor research on their Reddit page.
While it wasn't even on purpose. It was on accident.
Yeah, same.
And I said, yeah.
Yeah, like, a friend was like, oh, yeah, here it is. I was just like,
oh, no, then, I'm not going to say no.
And then you guys posted what I saw. I was like, oh, well, fuck. I didn't even look it up. I wasn't even interested. But there it is.
You're not interested until you see it. And you're like, well, this is pretty cool.
But I would never pay for it.
Right. That's not coming out of my bank account.
No. How many dollars is it a month to subscribe to her OnlyFans? Let's look this up.
I don't know. You can look that. You can have that in your browser. I don't know.
Belle Delphine.
My queen.
Patreon.
Let me dip your bathwater.
As they're looking this up, you just remind everyone you can find us at www.reup-podcast.com. And you can also find us at SoundCloud. Look us up.
It is. Podcast. Okay. It is $1 a month for just supporting. $5 a month for, like, weird selfies and photo shoots behind the scenes. $25 a month for access to all the lewds in the Ahegaho faces.
Ugh.
Is that really worth? Oh, wait, no, there's more. There's more.
Oh, scroll down.
$50 a month for the premium Snapchat. $100 a month for the Polaroid. And then $2,500 a month for God tier status.
Look,
yes,
it is literally described as the following: you are my God. I could possibly ever thank you enough. I could possibly think of a good enough award for the very best patron I will ever have.
Heart. If you're dropping $2,000 a month for OnlyFans, you have a big problem. No,
for nothing they can eat too.
Oh,
no, simp.
Simp.
Yeah, simp.
Simp is the word for that.
I don't even like to use that terminology, but yeah.
Young men, young men out there, simp. Stop simping.
Mm-mm.
It's not worth it. Is she not putting out?
No way.
It's not worth it.
Not even. If there's no need to simp, like, no need.
And let's be real. There are some times where she puts out physically, but she ain't putting out emotionally.
Exactly.
That's not your one. Like that. It's not your one. But we're going to ramp it down a bit because we're running quite on our timetable. But we're going to end it off with our debate question. And as we talked about the future of the FTC and the past, you know, kind of stuff going on with Will Smith and everything, that was to have a type of time question. So for today we have, would you rather go into the past to meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Look, this may be just me just wanting to see how the future is, but I want to go forward in time because I already know what the past is like. I go back in time and see my ancestors. I'm just going to go back and see slavery. Like, I don't want to see that.
True.
I don't want to see that with my own eyes. So yeah. I would rather go forward in the future to see what my great-great-grandchildren are doing and and see if they're successful or not.
I don't want to come to the realization that I'm the watered down version of like a cooler type of person in the past. Like I can have like the beef super master, but the super like a Catcher Freeman type of dude, and I'm just a watered down 20-year-old something.
I'm over here like. Meet the 20-year-old ancestor of you, and they're the ultimate Giga Chad.
Right, and then you just,
and what are you?
Watered down generations later is you.
Exactly.
But I would definitely do my future because I have
2 million years of constant evolution, and we got you. Congratulations!
Oh, congratulations.
like I figured out one of my ancestors was he was freeing slaves on the side with Harriet Tubman, and I'm. Sitting here
like a full on the Django Unchained, like just badass.
Exactly. And then I'm sitting here playing Minecraft.
Playing League of Legends. Going, man, they need to nerf this kid. Someone go down mid lane. What, like,
or you find out something dark about your family that you just didn't need to know. Like, turns out your ancestor was like the mass murderer or something. Or the cannibal or something like that.
Oh gosh.
Like, or your ancestor was like a Zulu warrior that just slaughtered a bunch of people. Hey man, have you ever seen a Kapinga? It's like a knife with 3 heads that you throw at someone.
Jeez. That is crazy.
Africa is metal. Yeah. I kind of want to see what happened, but like I agree with you. I want to see the future because if I'm disappointed in my descendants, I have time to stop it now.
Exactly.
I know. To stop it now. If I come back and I see my portraits on the wall, and like it's a portrait of the family tree, and just at a certain point, it just becomes a bunch of femboys and like the masculinity just disappears in my family. I'm gonna have to go stop that.
Yeah, I think we're all in a good general consensus that we want to go to the future because the past ain't got nothing really for us.
I mean, like, you might find something cool. You might find out, like...
You might find something cool. But for me, I feel like it's either going to be sad for them, and I'm like, wow. Or sad for me, because I'm going to be like, dang, they really did all this sacrificing for...
And what am I doing?
What am I doing? Also, I kind
of... What am I doing?
I already know most of my family on both sides come from either Alabama or Georgia. And unfortunately, nothing has changed a lot down south, so.
Oof, you already know what it's about. yeah, like, Greg, if you want to see some actual family history, you got to skip, like, at least 200 plus years.
Some heartwarming stuff you want to skip. You got to skip over 2,000, from 4,000, 4 to 400 years, sorry.
Just skip to my African ancestors. Let's see what they were doing.
Or, like, you might find out something interesting. Like, I don't know, it turns out, like, your ancestor, like, it's been 8 generations of, like, or, like, 10 plus generations of constant black, but, like, you're, like, one of your ancestors, like, some European dude who, like, had sex with a black person, or, like, some Asian dude that had sex with a black person.
Exactly, like, you never know. See what he's doing. See what the European, the small European part of me is doing.
The small Othello part of me, you know?
Well, because, think about it. Like... Just because, like, you know, like, it says, like, a certain amount on your DNA test, that might just be because, like, it's just been a constant stream of, you know, same race breeding. So, like, it just watered out everything else. But, like, you might travel back and be like, all right, where am I and where's my ancestor? And it's just like, you're in, like, Mongolia fucking 1700 or some shit.
Wow.
Attila the Hun is, you're related to Attila the Hun.
Oh, my goodness.
That'd be cool.
Isn't, like, a high percentage of people that are
like in Asia, like it's like 1/3 of like the total Asian population is related to, like, I believe it's either Genghis Khan or Attila. I forgot which one.
I believe it's Genghis Khan.
It's Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
I learned that from Epic Rap Battles of History.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, we're going to leave with that note. Thank everyone for listening to this episode of Re-Up Podcast. As I said before, you can find us at www.reup-podcast.com. You can find us on SoundCloud at look up the Re-Up Podcast, look for our logo. And you can find us on Twitter at the Re-Up Podcast. And thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.